20-year-old Kerry Wood gets Derek Bell for his 20th strikeout, a National League record. He has his first Major League complete game and shutout, and it's a one-hitter over the Houston Astros. They're mobbing Kerry Wood at the mound. The young Texan has blanked the Astros 2-0.
WGN, May 6th, 1998, 2 days after I started on Chicago radio, a young 20-year-old struck out 20 batters. There's a new movie out called 20 for 20, Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game, released by the Chicago Cubs. On the phone with us, number 34 joins us. It's Kerry Wood. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, Pete. How are you, buddy?
You know, it's funny how where life takes you, because we didn't know each other, and now we're friends. I love this.
Yeah.
When you were approached by the Cubs, what were your first thoughts? Because you aren't a guy that dwells on the past, good or bad.
Yeah, you mean when I was first approached to get drafted by the Cubs?
No, well, for the movie.
Oh, for the movie, yeah. It was. I still haven't seen it. I actually haven't seen the finished product, so I've seen just as much as everybody else has seen. So obviously humbled and honored that they would want to, you know, spend time and resources and to come out and hear the story again that we all know. We've seen the video, we've seen the game, but to have them come out and kind of relive it, and I think there's going to be some pretty cool stuff in it. Some guys that we haven't heard from in a while and seen in a while, so I'm really looking forward to seeing it. But just humbled that they want to come out and recognize it and spend the time to talk about it.
Walk me through that day. What were you feeling before the game? Did you feel any different? Were you excited?
No, you know, it was my fifth start in the big leagues. I was still getting used to day games. I think it was my second home game. So I wasn't really used to day games. I was 20 years old. I was used to sleep until noon. You know, I was my main objective was to get to the yard on time and make sure I wasn't late for the game. So I wasn't feeling great. Just got to the field and you know, tried to start my regular routine, get the body going, and had breakfast and did all my stretching and started doing kind of getting some stuff going over the scouting report and stuff. And then body never really kicked in. Energy level never really went up, and went out to the mound you know, went out to the field to start doing my pregame bullpen and warm up and stuff. And I was 20 years old, so I could kind of roll out of bed and throw hard, and
right.
My stuff was there. But the energy level in my body just wasn't there. So probably had the worst bullpen of the year. Didn't throw any strikes warming up. Shut down the bullpen session before the game early, and just said, "That's what I've got. We can only get better from there."
Right.
And flipped the ball to the pitching coach and walked to the dugout.
So you get your first strikeout. Are you feeling good?
No, not yet. First pitch of the game, I hit the umpire in a mask.
Oh, no.
I kind of airmail a fastball and hit the umpire dead in the face mask. So, you know, I was down 1-0 already to start the count. Here we go, starting the game. I still hadn't thrown a strike yet in the entire day, including warm-ups. So, you know, got strike one, kind of settled in. And, you know, I ended up striking out the side in the first inning and walking off the field still not really feeling like everything was locked in yet.
So you hit number five strikeouts. You're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I think if I'm correct, I think the second time through the order, I think probably the fourth inning, end of the third inning, beginning of the fourth, I really started to realize I was locked in and was able to do some different stuff that day.
I mean, as a player, I've never played professional sports. I mean, what is it like when you're in the zone? Is it just kind of a high, or you're like, okay, I have it, you just have the confidence? What is it?
It's everything. It's the game slows down. It's slow motion. You've got tunnel vision. You feel the ball's coming. You feel the ball coming off your fingertip when you're throwing certain pitches. You're just so in tune to everything that's going on when you're that locked in. And you know, it was just one of those days. I mean, even as the game progressed, it started kind of raining. It was kind of an overcast day, and it started raining about the sixth, seventh inning. And
right.
I was landing on the mound and slipping, and the balls were still going, you know, right into the glove, right where I wanted them to go. So it was just one of those days where things were aligned. I was locked in, and it happened.
You're at 15 strikeouts. Did someone tell you about the record? The record's 20, Kerry.
No. I think about 15 or so is when people – I noticed that they stopped sitting next to me in the dugout, and, which was weird because I didn't have the no-hitter going, which is, you know, not a big deal. I was really such in such a zone, even when I was coming off the mound, I was so locked in that I really wasn't even paying attention to the game or in our hitters. I just remember thinking to myself, I want us to hurry up and make three outs so I can go back out there.
Right.
And that's it speaks to the kind of zone you're in as a pitcher. You never want your guys to make outs. You want your guys to score runs, but I just felt so locked in that I just wanted to continue to go out there and keep making pitches.
Now, Martinez was catching that day, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. What was he saying to you? Was he talking to you, and did he walk out to the mound a few times?
He never came out to the mound. We did our talking in between innings, and really just he was just positive. He stayed positive. I had 18 innings in the big leagues. Like there wasn't much of a scouting report. It was like throw it. This guy throws 100, and like he may throw it off the backstop or he may hit the corner. We don't know yet. I had 18 innings in the big leagues, and I had tremendous stuff. Just didn't know where everything was going yet.
Right.
So our scouting report was just, you know, positive. Stay positive. Attack the zone. And he just kept me in a positive frame of mind all the time. And we just got locked in on the same page early on. And I think I only shook him off. I thought I shook him off twice. He's since then has said now I shook him off one time. But either way, he put the same signal back down, and I ended up throwing what he wanted me to throw the entire on that pitch anyway. So we were locked in for sure.
I mean, I wasn't at the game, and I wasn't pitching in the game, and you're talking about it. I'm getting goosebumps, and I'm thinking, when you walked out to the mound, could you see the K's in the outfield? Because they were holding up the K's for strikeouts.
Yeah, and so, see, like, I didn't see them. I never got to count them because they only held them up when I struck somebody out.
Okay.
So when I struck somebody out, I was doing my mound routine. I could see that they were holding them up, but I wasn't counting them. I was just waiting for the ball to come back around the horn and Kevin Horry to throw the ball back to me and get back on the mound and get the next guy. So I knew that they started growing. I knew I had a bunch, but more at that particular time in my career and where we were, we'd lost a few games in a row. It was a 1-0 game until the eighth inning. I was just focused on not walking anybody, which I hadn't at that point. I hadn't walked anybody. So my main objective, you know, after the fifth inning was just to keep attacking the strike zone and not give anybody any free passes.
I mean, you're a part of Chicago history with this game. It's fantastic. And I watched the trailer probably four different times, and I sent it to all my friends and relatives. I love it. And the Wood Family Foundation, of course, you guys have raised thousands and thousands of dollars over the years. I saw a tweet the other day. How people can get a limited copy of Pat Hughes' scorecard for that day. Is that still available?
It is still available. We have the 20-day campaign going, 20 days out from the 20K anniversary. So we'll have those on sale through May 6th. WoodFamilyFoundation.org. Yeah, Pat gave me a call and said he had an idea, and he had raised some money for some charity with his, you know, Game 7 scorecard from the World Series. And he obviously was broadcasting the 20-strikeout game at the time, and he has the scorecard from that as well still, and just kind of put two and two together. I've got the foundation and decided it'd be an easy way to make some money for the foundation. So Pat was awesome and facilitating that, and we worked it out, and we signed a bunch of them, and they've been flying off the shelf, so to speak. So it's been awesome. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Kerry Wood.
I like looking at Pat's scorecard. You see all the little details that
yes.
he writes on the side of it. I mean, all this stuff. It's so cool just to sit and read, and it's a really cool piece.
I mean, I took a picture of it, and I was just looking at it a few seconds ago. I mean, it's just so cool. I mean, just his little notes to himself and things like that. It's just really cool.
You know, and I've gotten a chance to go up there and be up in the booth with him several times and do stuff on air. But, you know, when I'm done talking with him on air and he goes about his game, I'll watch him over his shoulder and kind of watch his books and the way he does stuff. And you know, never really had time to sit and analyze kind of the whole thing and see what all that writing is, but it's pretty cool what he does, his little sidebars and all the notes that he makes, and that's why he's so good. He's got all the information there on the book.
If you want more information on that, you can go to Wood Family Foundation or just go to Kerry's Twitter page. It's still up there.
That's right.
Kerry Wood, great to talk to you, man. Hello to your wife, okay?
Absolutely. Good talking to you, Peter.
And I'll see you soon. That's Kerry Wood, 20 for 20. We'll be out very, very soon. And it's about Kerry Wood's 20-strikeout game. All right, it's 720 WGN.